A kit reveal party may be new to some sports fans in the region, but to soccer enthusiasts it's the sign of a new season approaching and, in Barrie, the push to add to the city's growing sports culture. I attended the Simcoe County Rovers FC event Sunday at Canadian Brewhouse inside Park Place, and it was packed with fans, staff and guests of the local League One Ontario club. As a reporter, I was able to put together some information for this column to explain the event. But as a die-hard soccer fan, I also wasn't missing it for anything. A kit is the uniform a team wears during the season, particularly their jersey and shorts. Soccer clubs have a new kit every year for a variety of reasons. There could be a new sponsor, which would need to be included on the jersey. In the case of the Rovers, Bet99 is the new title sponsor and has its logo on the front of the jersey. Bet99, which is licensed and certified by iGaming Ontario and the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, is an online gambling website and app focused on Canada. Another reason for a jersey change is if there is a color scheme alteration. The Rovers have made a switch to one kit. The team's men's and women's squads will wear the white with blue waves at home, and the black with gold waves on the road. It's a smart move, as black jerseys typically sell more than other colors. And, of course, the main reason a soccer club changes kits every season is to sell more to fans who want to don the latest design. If you're going to cheer for a team, you just have to have a jersey and a scarf. As an avid watcher and longtime, suffering, fan of the English Premier League team Everton, I own both and many other items for that club. But the talk at Sunday's event was how great it was to see new and old faces. Some fans hadn't seen each other since the final game last year, and watching them it was interesting to see them pick up right where they left off. For the Rovers, Sunday's party was more about adding to the sports culture in Barrie and the region than anything else. Despite a large number of kids involved in local soccer, there are still many people in the city not familiar with the fandom of the beautiful game. The Rovers are seeking to change that with events like a kit reveal party. They are also hoping fans get involved in the chanting and singing that takes place during games, either for the home team or against the visitors. Throughout the season, there are likely to be meetups to take in big league soccer games on TV or to watch the new Rovers TV shows on Rogers TV. The culture of soccer is truly about being together. It's something that is showcased on current hit shows like Ted Lasso and Welcome to Wrexham. It's about being together, discussing the upcoming game, what players are doing right or wrong, and in general treat the club like a community within a community. That's the culture looking to be attained by the Rovers. While the Rovers men's side will begin the season on the road in Waterloo on April 16, their home season begins Saturday, April 22 on J.C. Massey Field at Georgian College in Barrie. The women's team hosts Guelph United at 2:30 p.m., and the men host Masters FA Saints at 6:30 p.m. Both games will be shown on Rogers TV, but will also likely have bleachers packed with their growing fanbase. Tickets are available now at the Rovers website by clicking here. Sean Gibson is a staff reporter at Barrie Today and an admitted long-suffering Everton fan.